the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, April the 12th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Ohio Governor DeWine signs the heartbeat bill. Opponents respond, we'll see you in court. Also on our Friday rundown, animal welfare bills move forward in California, and the latest on efforts to study the health impacts of mountaintop removal mining. First, here's our top story. Ohio now has one of the most restrictive abortion bans in the U.S. Senate Bill 23, the so-called heartbeat bill, prohibits abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat, which is about 6 weeks.
Republican Governor Mike DeWine quickly signed the bill on Thursday, a day after it was approved by the legislature.
The essential function of government is to protect the most vulnerable among us, those who do not have a voice. Government's role should be to protect life from the beginning to the end.
Chris Vance with the reproductive health care provider Preterm Cleveland counters that a woman's right to bodily autonomy also should be protected.
For years, Ohio politicians have ignored and undermined voices of people who really matter in this conversation about abortion, the women and people who have abortions and who need access to them in the future.
Preterm Cleveland will be among the plaintiffs in a lawsuit to be filed by the ACLU of Ohio challenging the measure. The groups contend the ban violates the Constitution and undermines the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the 1973 case Roe v. Wade. Doctors who violate Ohio's new ban would face a fifth-degree felony charge and up to a year behind bars. For Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
Six other states have approved fetal heartbeat bills, none of which have gone into effect due to legal challenges. Similar legislation is also pending in 11 other states. Monday's a deadline for public comment on a change to the Clean Water Act that opponents say could threaten drinking water supplies. More on that story from Eric Tegedoff.
The Environmental Protection Agency's proposal would limit the law's protections to major waterways and their tributaries. Dave Chadwick, head of the Montana Wildlife Federation, says that would accelerate development in sensitive areas. Protections could be removed from headwaters and ephemeral streams, which don't run year-round but are important in dry parts of the West. And Chadwick notes, like other arid states, Montana depends on the availability of clean water for people, fish, and wildlife.
Our water supplies are pretty crucial and they're pretty sensitive. And development in headwater areas and development in low-lying wetland areas really has an impact on the availability of water downstream.
Chadwick says that could affect Montana's outdoor recreation economy and world-class fishing. In support of the change, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says it will provide states and landowners the certainty they need to manage their natural resources and grow local economies.
If you'd like to comment, go to regulations.gov. A slew of animal protection bills move forward in California this week, including proposals to limit animal abuse, hunting, poisoning, and trapping.
Senate Bill 580 would force people convicted of such serious crimes as aggravated cruelty, bestiality, and hoarding to undergo mental health evaluation and get treatment if necessary. Kim Kelly with the Animal Legal Defense Fund says lawmakers are seeing the need to deal with people who abuse animals before they hurt people.
This is a way to intervene early on. Oftentimes, people who are violent towards animals, there might be an underlying issue. And so this mental health evaluation would get to the root of the problem and hopefully get them appropriately counseling so that we could stop the escalation.
Assembly Bill 1788 would ban certain types of commercial rat poison that also harm wild animals that eat the carcasses. Other bills would ban trophy hunting of bobcats and commercial trapping of other animals for fur, forbid the use of certain endangered animals in circuses, and criminalize the sale of most fur products. Opponents of many of these bills say they represent government overreach. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Currently, 8 California cities ban the procedure of declawing a cat because they say it is painful for the animal. Finally, our Dan Hyman tells us a health study of mountaintop removal mining and a moratorium until it's finished are getting a hearing in the Congress.
WVU health professor Michael McCauley ties it to higher rates of birth defects, cancer, and heart, lung, and kidney disease. During a U.S. House hearing on Tuesday, he said Interior Department officials stopped a major health study midway through because they knew what it would find.
I think they believed that the study was going to come out with evidence that supported banning mountaintop mining, that they knew what the evidence was.
At the time, Interior cited about $500,000 in cost savings. The department has an annual budget of about $12.5 billion. Tuesday's hearing was about the Appalachian Community Health Emergency Act, which has been stalled for years. The AIC Act would put a moratorium on mountaintop removal mining pending the results of the health study. Democrats in Congress have sharply questioned Interior's reasons for stopping the study half done. The department provided no answers during Tuesday's hearing, but Arizona Republican Representative Paul Gosar criticized the AIC Act, saying it defines mountaintop removal too broadly.
This will effectively halt all mining operations in Kentucky, West Virginia, Tennessee, and Virginia.
Dan tells us that supporters of the measure acknowledge it wouldn't pass in the Senate, where Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell sets the agenda. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for wrapping up your week, news and a cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.